Apropos of nothing except current financial system, events, fall teaching, some pictures to elicit thoughts. Debt rising fast even at full employment. Stock market near peak? Fed funds rate above Taylor rule implied levels. Fed credibility lower under Trump too. Stablecoins after genius. And not on the syllabus, dollar reserve currency domination eroded see Eichengreen in NYT yesterday. Figure 1. Federal debt held by public to GDP ratio, blue left scale, CBO February projection, plus, let scale, real 10-year interest rates, TIPS, percent, red, right scale. Figure 2, CPI deflated S and AMP P500, blue left log scale, CAPE, percent, red, right scale. Source, Schiller. Figure 3, S and AMP P500 capitalization, blue bar, share accounted for by magnificent 7, red, right scale. Source, Macro Micro. Figure 4. Various Taylor rule implied target Fed funds versus actual black. Source, Atlanta Fed. Figure 5. Bordociclo's central bank credibility measure for Fed, 5-year blue. Calculated as II asterisk for minus 1 and LT, II asterisk and LT, plus 1, and II asterisk 2 otherwise. Higher means less credibility. Figure 6. Stable coins. Source, Liang and Neiman, stable coins after genius. 2026. It occurred to me last week that T.P.'s fiscal policies are very close to LBJ's guns and butte policies of running both the Vietnam War and New Great Society programs without raising taxes, basically just putting it on the nation's credit card, with similar effects in the financial markets so far. With two exceptions. One, the Great Society spending was aimed at the middle classes and the poor versus enormous tax cuts for the wealthy. And two, in the 1960s, the U.S. was at the apogee of its power. I expect the results of guns and butter, too, to be similar to what has historically happened in other banana republics. We're seeing a compounding of guns and butter with Nixon's meddling in Fed policy. It took two presidencies to create the inflationary episode of the 1970s. The felon-in-chief is running a massive fiscal deficit simultaneous with bullying the Fed for lower rates. Figure 3 shows that the misalignment of Fed policy with the Taylor rule is not extreme, but it does come at time of extreme fiscal deficit during an expansion. There are few signs of financial stress that easy monetary policy needs to overcome, so that's no reason for easy monetary policy. The Fed has traditionally talked of leaning against the wind in balancing fiscal policy, though that hasn't always been the case in practice. The combination of fiscal and monetary expansion, above-target inflation, and smooth financial functioning is surely anomalous, surely bad for Fed credibility.